Alençon, E, Richemont, Vendôme, Bouquicot, Bar, Nevers, Brabant, Falkenburg, Hambourg, Dabré.
So you can lift it back there?
Yeah, exactly. Do you think that's going to work? Is that all right?
100%.
I'm also into history. Right. I've been reading about the Hundred Years' War.
Right.
And there's this battle in the Hundred Years' War, which the French lose, like, really, really badly.
Yeah.
But they find the plan. You know, their battle plan written out and everything.
Right.
They find it. You know, it's you can read it.
Aye.
And there's 11 key players involved.
Right.
And all of their positions are, like, laid out. Can you tell me what each of these positions are?
Right. So
and give me an over. You know, just tell me what they're playing. Right.
Aye.
So, like, at the front, they are marked right and left.
Yes.
What would we call these two guys at the front?
So you would see straight away there where they work, and you'd have your goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Your defensive line.
Yeah.
Your back four.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'd have your two central midfielders.
Center mid.
Yep. Yep. Center mids.
Yeah.
Beside them, you would have there.
There's just on the wings.
Two wide players.
Right.
So that's your two wide players, and then up top then is your two strikers.
And would they usually play, like, would you have somebody who always plays right and always plays left?
So that's the history of back when football started. That would be your formation that they would have went with, was the 4-4-2.
Right.
But now it's completely changed.
Yep.
Because of these two. Because now they've put an extra man in there and then put three at the top rather than two.
Yeah.
So they switch it about. But the most easiest formation they understand is the 4-4-2. Because you have your goalkeeper, your defensive line, midfield line, and then your forward line. So you've got three lines of defence when you don't have the ball, but then you've got three lines of attack then when you do.
Yep.
So you can stretch the pitch that way, and you can stretch the pitch that way. That's a left back.
Yeah.
That's a left back.
Is that where left back?
That's a
left back. Right back.
Yeah. Just where he takes care of the wide areas.
Yeah.
And then you have the central defenders then. So you do.
This is what they actually do.
Yeah.
They put him up at the front, which
right.
is interesting
yeah.
because you're talking about three. And both of these two guys move in here to the centre.
Right.
Would there be a situation, how would you categorise this the situation that they play? Is there a situation that you would actually play
in a game like
loads
that?
Loads of people. Yeah.
That there.
Yes, so that, this is what they end up actually doing.
So see that one there?
Yeah.
See the way the Derry City first team play at the moment? You would see that picture there.
Really?
Because you've got your two tens and your striker be the three in the central, and then you've got your wing backs, and then you'll have actually it's like a 1-2-3 and then two central players in there. The first team they would play, save the three, they would have three there and then a two there. So then if they're high, then you're giving up the space there, because so if they lose the ball, that's where they could cause the threats, because they're now exposed a bit because they've pushed more aggressive. When they have three there, and then the wing backs would create like it's a five.
Yep.
And like it's usually a defence has four players.
Yes.
And it's like a 5v4.
Yeah.
So it's trying to create an extra man overload.
Yeah.
So that's what it is.